Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the share where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. Tonight's episode is Le'iloi Nishmas, my brother Menachem Tzvi ben Chaim Yitzchak, whose yard site is tonight. Let's look at the Gemara on Pesachim 100. The Gemara talks about an incident involving Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, who were reclining, dining in Akko, and the day became holy upon them. Night fell, and the Shabbos began when they were still in the middle of the meal. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rabbi Yossi, Baribi, which was a title used by Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in addressing Rabbi Yossi, which connotes great one of the generation, the Rashbam points out. In the notes, do you wish for us to interrupt the meal and recite Birchas Hamazon, and we will thereby show concern for the view of Yehuda, our colleague? Although the notes point out you are of the opinion that it is permitted to continue the meal without interruption, do you wish to follow the stringent ruling of Rabbi Yehuda and interrupt the meal? Tosos HaRashba, alternatively, do you wish for us to interpret the meal to court honor to Rav Yehuda, who is of the opinion that such an interruption is required, pointed out by the Chassam Sofer in the notes? So Rav Yossi replied to them, every day you cherish my words in the presence of Rav Yehuda, and now you wish to cherish the words of Rav Yehuda in my presence? And this pasuk comes from the Megillah, which we just read, which Purim just passed us. Do you mean to capture the queen while I'm in the house? Do you mean to accost the queen while I'm in the house? Hagam lechbosh es hamalka imi babayit? The notes point out this comes from Esther, Megillas Esther. These words were uttered by King Ahasuerus upon his seeing Haman falling upon Queen Esther's couch while begging her to spare his life. Rav Yossi cited this verse to indicate to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that acting in accordance with Rav Yehuda would be especially galling to him if it was done in Rav Yossi's presence. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to him, if so, we shall not interrupt the meal. Perhaps the students will see us acting in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda, and they will erroneously establish halacha in accordance with his view for future generations. And it was said they did not move from there until they established halacha in accordance with Rabbi Yossi. So the point to bear and the point to point out is that it says, do you mean to capture the queen while I'm in the house? Do you have the utter lack of sensitivity, the utter lack of respect to actually quote his opinion while you're talking about my opinion in my own house? How often in our own lives, in our own dealings with people, that we lack the sensitivity, we lack the basic decency, we lack the basic sense and the basic derech eretz and the basic seichel and chachma to think about things, to foresee things. If someone is experiencing something, try to have a little sensitivity, you know, try to have a little bit of decency, sensitivity. You know, if someone has issues with anything, and you're talking about that topic that's a trigger for them, or that topic that's a no-no for them, a topic that is upsetting for them, have a little bit of decency, a little bit of common courtesy, a little bit of derech eretz. If there's someone who lost their spouse, doesn't have a spouse, don't go on and on and on and about your spouse. Someone who lost a child or didn't have a child or is having difficulty have children, don't be talking about your own children and however many children you have over and over and over again. Have a little sense, have a little decency. If someone lost their job, don't go on and on and on, amazing how your job is. Have a little common seichel. Have a little bit of decency, a little bit of derech eretz, a little bit of respect for the people around you. Are you going to accost the queen while I'm in the house? Are you going to say something that's upsetting to me in my own presence, in my own house, me or anyone else around you? Someone that didn't grow up with a dad, someone who lost a brother like myself. Don't go on and on and on how perfect your life is, how perfect your siblings are, how perfect everything was for you. Have a little bit of decency to those around you. I know from loss, many people know from loss, many people know from hardships, many people know from difficulties, whether it be jobs or occupations or anything in their life. Have a little bit of courtesy, common decency, common derech eretz to those around you. If you have a little bit of decency, a little bit of derech eretz, a little bit of seichel, hagam lechbot the shamalka imi babayit, if you have a little bit of thinking about who's in the house with you, accosting a person based on something that's difficult for them or hurtful to them, if you had a little bit of thinking before you spoke, Think twice, think 1,000 times before you speak. If you could be a little bit courteous of how you speak, you could save someone pain, hardship, and difficulties in the long run. Hagam lichbot tamalka imi babayit. Are you going to accost a person? Are you going to make them upset while they're in the house and dealing with their troubles, whatever their malka is, whatever their derech is, whatever's difficult for them? Try to be sensitive. Try to think about what people might go through, what might have been difficult for them, or what you might not have known about. But just in general, the rule of thumb is to be careful when you speak, and you could save everyone hardship and difficulty, God forbid, later on. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 101 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.